Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicles and operation compatible device and vehicle require. In a recent study by the Harris Poll on behalf of Express Employment Professionals, 71% of hiring decision makers are willing to hire contingent workers to meet their business needs. But more than half of those hiring expect to face challenges in finding qualified candidates. Express Employment Professionals is here to make hiring easier. Express is in the business of recruiting talent. Discover for yourself how working with the workforce experts can solve your hiring challenges. Visit expresspros.com for a location near you. Summer is coming and that means vacation. But if you are a parent, you know how fast your kids grow. And that means nothing from last summer will fit. And we need to get the kids new summer clothes. Well, if you're looking for summer clothes for the kids like me, you are in luck. Macy's Friends and Family Sale is coming. And trust me, you don't want to miss it. Get an extra 30% off brands that almost never go on sale, like Levi's, Calvin Klein, Tommy Hilfiger, Nike, Gap, Hotel Collection, Lego, and more. And 15% off beauty, makeup, and more. Plus free shipping when you spend $25. April 25th to May 5th, Macy's.com and in-store. Discover the rich, smooth taste of matcha love made with real Japanese matcha, perfect for hot or cold brewing. Matcha is rich in vitamin C, catechins, EGCGs, and L-theanine. Enjoy a delicious matcha latte or smoothie with this convenient green tea powder made from Japan's treasured matcha, finely milled from high-quality green tea leaves. Get 25% off all Matcha Love products on Itoan using code JANA. That's code J-A-N-A at itoen.com. Available on Amazon and itoan.com.
Hi, everybody. This is Easton. I'm the engineer here on Wind Down with Jana Kramer and Michael Cawson. Working on this show has been an absolute dream come true for me. Personally, I am a huge Jana Kramer fan, and this show is so much fun, and it's just such a joy to be a part of this. I want to thank everybody out there for listening over the last year. We've really appreciated your support, and we love having you guys come out to the live shows and everything, everything you guys do. You're just the best fans in the world. We're going into New Year's. We're going into 2020. So we thought we would take this opportunity to play one of the more popular episodes from the last year. I don't want to say this is my favorite episode because it was tense. So I don't want to say it was my favorite because I enjoyed what happened in it. But I think it's an important episode, and that's why we're going to play this one. Once it gets going, you'll know what I'm talking about. It was a very crucial episode for Jana and Michael, and I think it gave us a lot of insight into their relationship and all the work that they do. Once again, thank you so much for listening to the show and all your support. We love you guys. So please enjoy this special episode of Wind Down with Jana Kramer, and have a happy and safe New Year.
Wind Down with Jana Kramer and Michael Cawson, an iHeartRadio and People's Choice Award nominated podcast.
Okay, so I'm really excited because we have Catherine Oxenberg in studio. Okay, Catherine, you have a fascinating story. Before I jump into it, do you know Sarah Edmondson?
I do, yeah.
Okay, so we did a movie together about, it was a year and a half ago. No, 2 years ago. It's 2 years ago. And it's so weird now thinking back to our conversation because I remember her saying some kind of weird things. But it was off. And then all of a sudden I saw her on Dateline and I was like, oh my God, I did a Hallmark movie with her, a Christmas movie.
Oh, remember that.
Yeah. And so I Instagrammed her and I was just like, hey, because I know that she, you know, she talked all about being in this Nexium cult. And she has, you know, the book, her book that just came out. And so I just didn't know how big or small that world was. And if you knew of her or, you know, if because your daughter was the one that was in the Nexium cult, correct?
That is correct. Yeah, I definitely met Sarah through Nexium when it was called Executive Success Program, which was the consumer facing company that she was a coach for. And so, yeah, in the beginning, she was a big recruiter. And, and I didn't really have anything to do with the organization. I stopped taking classes probably in 2013, but my daughter stayed in and she remained a coach and became very involved. And Sarah was quite high up and as far as owning a center in Vancouver and being responsible for bringing in, I don't know, maybe thousands of people. But
well, and that's kind of what I was like. I felt like she was trying to bring me into something. So I remember being like, it was just very strange. And I was like, no, I'm not really like, I'm good, you know? But then I was just like, oh my gosh, it all connected.
Wow. Dots. She's very charismatic. She's a really
so sweet,
adorable person. And I can see why she was a great recruiter. And I can see why she's a great whistleblower too. She has the same passion. and she's the one who, when I first was told about what was really going on, which would have been April of 2017, and that my daughter had probably been branded, I met with Sarah and she showed me her brand. And
on her butt, right?
No, it's not on her butt. It's like on her pelvic area.
Pelvic area. That's
like in the front. And hers to date is the only brand that I've actually seen. But she and I were in the first New York Times article that broke the story originally and got the attention of the government. And then I went ballistic on a warpath with... from one media outlet to the other until...
Okay, so let's just start over then. So...
okay.
Let's start from the beginning. So you and your daughter went to this class. I'll let you kind of start it off. Yeah. How did it start?
Innocently. It was a self-help leadership program. My daughter was about to start a business. Sarah Edmondson was one of the coaches in that first class. Mm-hmm. I'd done a lot of self-help. It didn't seem particularly original. My daughter loved it from the beginning. I think what hooked me a little bit was they did these emotional processes that to unhook reactivity or what they considered, you know, any limitations that you have. And what's actually happening is they're unhooking your gut and they're just starting to dismantle your personality, but it feels good. And a lot of these large group awareness trainings use very similar techniques. I think that probably Keith Raniere, although he says his material was proprietary and you had to sign an NDA. I think most of it was plagiarized from other of these well-known trainings, whether it be EST or Landmark or Scientology. I think that he stole a lot of stuff. So, not, you know, but my daughter got very involved and there was a huge emphasis on recruitment and they were making a lot of money off people.
At what point, Catherine, did you kind of read between the lines and realize this isn't exactly what we signed up for and get yourself out? And then, like, why was there such a discrepancy in time between when you got yourself out and then getting your daughter, India, out?
You know, it's an interesting thing that you say, getting myself out. I never really considered myself in because I just took classes. And there was a huge difference between somebody who was taking the occasional class versus somebody who signed up for the coach path, which Sarah was a coach. And those people were taking this program seriously, and they're the ones that they considered to be really dedicated to improving humanity. Like there was a big emphasis on the doctrine and on Keith Raniere, who they called the vanguard. So I never really got in. I just took classes and then I'm like, you know what, this is weird. But the reason I wrote a book, which came out actually last year, was because those warning signs, if I'd recognized that they were dangerous versus just thinking, okay, so these are quirky people, I would have run away. I would have never exposed my daughter to anything as dangerous as this. It's just that I was naive. I didn't really understand how these groups work. And I didn't understand the process of indoctrination and how easy it is to kind of hijack somebody's mind without you being aware.
So was India branded?
India was branded, yeah. I did an intervention with her, which was May 2017, and I point blank asked her if she'd been branded, and she didn't lie, which was strange because everyone within the organization is taught to lie to everybody on the outside.
So
to
why
protect.
Would you think that she was getting, like, what were the things that you saw that were, that was off?
Okay. So, in the beginning, she became a little more distant. She became a little bit more serious. She felt more burdened to me, but it could have been, you know, okay. So one of the heads of the organization, Nancy Salzman, who was higher than Sarah, told me, well, India's individuating. And so I could buy that. You know, she was a young woman and she was separating from me and her family and she was trying to find her own way. So a lot of the symptoms that are like, wow, doesn't feel like my daughter anymore, doesn't have that kind of brightness and that joyful spirit. I didn't know that these were symptoms of her actually having her personality dismantled and taking on a cult persona. And that's what happened. She slowly but surely started to change. And it was so slow, it's such a slow drip, that it wasn't until it was too late that I realized that they'd taken her. And that
she was
gone.
So what do you mean by taken her? What does that consist of?
Well, again, steps. First, becoming a coach. And so isolating her, creating a new family, separating her from her loved ones, insisting she break up with her boyfriend, then involving her 24/7 in the organization, recruiting people, making it her life, then moving her to Albany, New York, which was the epicenter of the group. Mm-hmm. So slowly but surely, the years go by. She's living in Albany. She's given up all her possessions in LA. She's given up all her friends. And she's leading this new life in service of Keith Raniere. And suddenly she's Allison Mack's slave. And you go, what the hell happened? And it wasn't until... Like I'm a parent of several kids, and really part of the way that I parent is that I try and let my kids make their own mistakes. I try not to interfere. I try not to be a helicopter parent. But it, you know, giving really adhering to giving them the dignity of their own process of adulting. But when I found out that she was actually in physical danger, is the moment that I, like, my maternal instincts just went haywire, and I did everything that I could to get her out.
What danger did you see? And what danger do you know that she was in?
A defector called me up mid-April 2017 and said, you have to save her. And I'm like, okay, from what? And she said, well, she's involved in this secretive slave master group that's supposed to be a female leadership program within NXIVM, but actually it's a recruiting funnel for sex for Keith. It's based on a slave master hierarchy, and Allison Mack is her master, and she's being forced to recruit slaves. She's probably branded. She's on a 500-calorie-a-day diet. She's sleep-deprived. She signed a lifetime vow of obedience to Keith and to the organization. Like, she read off this list of things, and I'm like, how does self-help turn into sex trafficking? Like, how does that even happen? And so the first thing that I did was I went to see a specialist. I organized an intervention. I brought her back to LA, pretending it was a birthday. I felt horrible. I'd never been duplicitous with my daughter. I mean, we had such a That's great okay. relationship. Found out from my daughter at the same time, her hair was falling out. She hadn't had a period in a year. So I'm getting messages from her that she's having physiological problems. I can't tell her that I know why, because I don't want to expose my plan to bring her back, because I was afraid she wouldn't come back. And then I fail at the intervention, and I see that she's recruiting other young women, and I'm able to stop them going back to Albany from being branded. Thank God.
So you stopped her? Like she saw it, saw what, like she in the intervention she saw what was happening?
No, like quite the opposite. She thought I was crazy and overreacting, and that she was doing something good and noble, and that branding was character building. She was completely brainwashed.
At what point after that intervention, like how long after that, were you finally able to get through to her?
Okay, a year and 2 months.
Wow.
So
she just left and you didn't talk to her?
They took her back, and they started to, first of all, the hierarchy started to try and use her to find ways to sue me and compromise me and silence me. They told her that I was suffering from Munchausen by proxy disease, that I was a psychopath, that everything I was doing was trying. So they brainwashed her specifically against me so that I was enemy number one, which made it very, very hard, because then everything that I did when I had to go and expose her publicly just deepened the rift and made it harder for her to reconcile with me.
Does she still have that negative energy towards you, or is she okay now? Are you guys okay?
We're more than okay. And I think one of the first things that she said to me that I knew meant that she was healing after thinking that I was like public enemy number one was she told her best friend my mom was willing to have everybody hate her. And yeah. I knew when she said that she understood that I was willing to go to any lengths to get her back. And that was the depth of my love.
Absolutely.
Let's take a break. When we come back, Catherine Oxenberg is going to talk about signs parents should look for in their kids, things she saw and things you should look for if you've got kids and are concerned your kids are going down a bad path.
Did you know that 95% of pregnant women are not getting their recommended daily intake of key omega-3s? That's where Ritual comes in. Their prenatal contains 350 milligrams of eco-friendly, vegan omega-3 DHA in every serving, sourced from algal oil instead of fish. I loved Ritual. I took it when I was pregnant with Roman. I also now take their multivitamin. It's just an amazing everyday thing that I know is good for the body. A prenatal multivitamin made traceable with vegan, bioavailable, and clinically studied key nutrients for before and during pregnancy, like omega-3 DHA to support baby's brain development and choline and methylated folate to support baby's neural tube development. Their vitamins are rigorously tested and validated by a third party for allergens, microbes, and heavy metals. Ritual works with world-class certification bodies to validate their products. Why settle for a multivitamin you're not 100% sure about? Ritual was literally built on trust, so you know it's the real deal. Get 25% off your first month for a limited time at ritual.com/wine. Start Ritual or add Essential for Women prenatal to your subscription today. That's ritual.com/wine for 25% off. One of my goals for 2024 is to shop sustainably. So it's so important, obviously, for just the overall world, but just, you know, you feel better about sustainability. Well, I love being able to shop sustainably at Macy's. I really appreciate that a big brand like Macy's is supporting small changes to make a big difference. Join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainably with brands like Carter's, Little Planet, Oak on 34th, Elemis, and more. Plus, to help bring more parks to more people, Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards Project, transforming vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help ensure healthy, livable communities for generations to come. Donate online or in-store and learn more at macys.com/purpose. Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicles in operation. Compatible device and vehicle require. So I've recently got some boots in the mail that I had to try because I'm a boot girl. I love boots. But wow, I'm never going back to Tecovas, you guys. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots. And Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores have leather and custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's Tecovas, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots.
Lola is a female-founded company offering a line of organic cotton tampons, pads, and liners. They now offer sex products too. Sex by Lola is a line of gynecologist-approved sexual health and wellness products, lubricated condoms, personal lubricant, and cleansing wipes, designed first and foremost for women. Lola has built a brand that is committed to creating transparent and trustworthy products and encouraging candid conversations about the experiences we as women have throughout our entire reproductive lives. Sex by Lola is the next step
in their mission to become the first lifelong brand for women's bodies. The Sex by Lola line is available for subscription. You can add to your period subscription so everything is conveniently delivered on your ideal schedule. Whether it's condoms, cleansing wipes, or tampons, Lola makes your month easier so you're never caught without something you need when you need it. I'm a big fan of Lola and I love the convenience of it. So for 30% off your first month subscription, visit mylola.com and enter Jana30 when you subscribe. That's mylola.com and enter Jana30 for 30% off your first month subscription. Mylola.com and enter Jana30.
Do you have any advice for any parents out there that have, you know, these young adult children that are kind of going off and having their new experiences? I don't know, something to watch out for that maybe looking back you might have missed or you wish you would have done better. I don't know, you know, just anything for parents. We're parents of two young kids, but just something to look out for in those later years.
That's a great question. I think if I had known that the prefrontal cortex of a young adult doesn't fully develop until they're 27, so their ability to make decisions, their cognitive faculties actually aren't fully developed, I would probably be more mindful about what they got involved in and do more due diligence. And I would teach them about predatory tactics, whether it be an abusive relationship or a predatory group like this, and what to look for and what to avoid. And a lot of those warning signs are actually, like, there's a roadmap in my book that makes it very helpful to understand. Like, if we expose, whether it's an R. Kelly, you know, how these predators operate in plain sight. Once you expose their playbook, which is pretty slim, then our kids are not going to fall prey in the same way. Be it a group or be it an individual, they kind of work the same way.
Absolutely. And going off of that, do you think, you know, because I feel like, as again, we're parents of two young kids, you want everything to be like butterflies and rainbows, right? Especially early on. In your experience raising multiple children, what's that age that maybe you sit them down and have these discussions where, look, there's bad people in this world. There are predators. There's people. And these are the consequences. This stuff actually exists in this world. At what age would you consider having those discussions going back again with your kids?
Wow. You know, that is another great question. And I think that's personal choice, because I think you start the minute that they interface with other people. I was molested at age 4. You know, I don't know if it's a personal decision, like who your kids are going to be interacting with and what you tell them at what age and what they can comprehend. So maybe in simple terms when they're younger, and then when they're able to think cognitively, which starts around the age of like 10 to 12, you can, you know, it's a really hard conversation because you don't want them to be suspicious or cynical. And that's right. It's a very fine line, but the world is not a safe place, and people don't have your best interest, and that's it's tough to break that to your kids.
Absolutely. So,
when you say this, the sex slaves and slavery, I mean, was it just sex trafficking and sex slavery? Or what else did that entail?
Multiple like abuses against women. And what it means to be a woman. And it was deeply embedded into the curriculum. The deeper you got in, the more misogyny was revealed. Till you have women like Lauren Salzman tell Sarah Edmondson, the only way a woman can build self-worth is through humiliation. So I would say this was a very, very dangerous organization, because the level of self-hatred that it was fostering, that women were able to then hurt another woman. I mean, they were desensitized to the point that violence against women was encouraged. That's very frightening.
Yeah. But it started not like that. So I'm just, yeah. they just get in and they just totally brainwash you. Wow.
Well, you have to look at it from two standpoints. The epicenter of this cult, the Keith Raniere, had a harem and he was rotating 20 women. This is not how they present themselves. This is not what I was told when I walked in the door to take a class, that really the leader is having sex with 20 women, and that potentially anybody who walks through these doors is a recruit to become a sexual partner for him. You're not told that. But that's really what was going on. This was all about his It was about power, control, and his self-gratification. Everything that was designed, the whole program, was to as a funneling system for him. That's how sick it was.
And he's obviously in jail now?
He is definitely in jail without bail. And he's awaiting sentencing.
Has he owned up to any of it, or is he that psychopath that just thinks that what he did was fine?
You want to hear the thing that's so gross? I was sitting in court during closing arguments, and I know that he made his chief counsel say this to the jury. He was basically saying that the first witness, this woman, Sylvie, who had accused him of rape, basically, he's like, well, Keith gave her her first orgasm. So, and I'm sitting there going, okay, wait a minute. Are you really trying to say that he's a good guy?
Because he gave her an orgasm? Jesus.
So that's the level of self-awareness that this, I mean, to me, he's like, he's a lost cause. And if he ever comes out of jail, I mean, he's a danger to society, this guy.
So you have, your book came out last year, right?
Hardback came out last August, and then the paperback came out this July with an extended chapter about the trial and reconciling with my daughter.
And it's called Captive, A Mother's Crusade to Save Her Daughter from a Terrifying Cult. It's available now. And you're actually going to be on the E! True Hollywood Story, too?
Yeah, I think that's coming out this Saturday.
Has it been hard for you to be in the limelight in this way? Like, I'm sure it wasn't what you thought would ever happen. So why did you want to write the book? Why did you want to come out and do the E! Story? And is it to raise awareness, or is it a coping mechanism too?
Originally, I wrote the book because I was afraid the government was going to drop the ball, because people had brought evidence for decades and nothing had ever happened. So I thought, what if my book is the only resource that collects all the information to expose Keith Raniere and these crimes? That was ultimately my first reason for doing it, because he hadn't been arrested when I was writing my book. And as I'm writing, the story's unfolding, so it was happening in real time. Wow. Then I wrote it for India. I wrote it for my daughter because I figured if she read it, she would wake up. And that did, it helped her wake up. And then, you know, after that, it's to help other family members who are going through or what I went through. I hope nobody goes through what I went through, and to prevent it from happening. And yes, to raise awareness, because I think these predators hide in plain sight. And the more you shine a light on their tactics, the easier it is, the safer we are.
Absolutely. And I know, again, just relating back to us having kids, in our daughter, like, she doesn't complete sentences as well as maybe some of her classmates, right? And so Jana and I put it on ourselves, and like, we feel guilt where we're like, are we not doing enough? Are we not doing something right where she's a little behind? Going through what you've been through with India, did you have to overcome those feelings of guilt? Did you put a lot on yourself initially, like, throughout all this process?
My personality is immediately, yes, I felt guilt that I had introduced her to this program. But the way that I deal with that is that I find actionable ways to counteract that. So I went full force into getting her out. I felt responsible for getting her out. I felt responsible for getting her out. And it's about being accountable as a parent. Like, you're not, can't be blamed for everything, but wherever you can help, you do. Mm-hmm.
How has India, dealt with the healing process through all of this?
It's been intensive. I think for anybody, this is the thing that people don't understand. You can't leave a cult and move forward. You're still trapped. It's in your head. Mm-hmm. So they've changed the way you think. You're still under the influence of the doctrine. So it takes a lot of work to unravel what was done to you and to reclaim your ability to think critically. And that is a process.
And it's just been lots of therapy. What was one thing that helped her the most, do you think?
Gosh, you'd have to ask her that. I mean, because I'd like to think it, was me, but I don't think it was me. I think it was a lot of things. She met a lot of people who gave her a different perspective, and that perspective sort of shattered the cult persona. It was like watching her blossom was really beautiful and coming back to herself.
Well, I mean, I just appreciate you coming on here and sharing the story and for being vulnerable. And, you know, you're obviously your words and your story are going to help a lot of people. And hopefully, you know, I hope everyone gets your book too, because I mean, it's unfortunately not just a fascinating made up story. You know, it's real and something that you guys have been through and others are probably going through right now. So hopefully this will be the first, you know, look into it. And then also the, you know, the help to get out. So we appreciate you.
Thank you. Thank you so much, both of you.
Thank you, Catherine. And listeners, don't forget to watch the E! True Hollywood Story on this.
Thanks, Catherine.
Thanks, Catherine.
Thanks, you guys. Take care.
One of my goals for 2024 is to shop sustainably. So it's so important, obviously, for just the overall world, but just, you know, you feel better about sustainability. Well, I love being able to shop sustainably at Macy's. I really appreciate that a big brand like Macy's is supporting small changes to make a big difference. Join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainably with brands like Carter's, Little Planet, Oak on 34th, Elemis, and more. Plus, to help bring more parks to more people, Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards Project, transforming vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help ensure healthy, livable communities for generations to come. Donate online or in-store and learn more at Macy's.com/purpose. Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicles and operation compatible device and vehicle require. So I've recently got some boots in the mail that I had to try because I'm a boot girl. I love boots, but wow, I'm never going back to Tecovas, you guys. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores have leather and custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit Tecovas.com. That's Tecovas, Tecovas.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots. Finding the right person for your team can be challenging. When it's time to hire, turn to Express Employment Professionals. In a recent study by the Harris Poll on behalf of Express Employment Professionals, 63% of hiring decision makers are planning to increase headcount at their company this spring, and more than half are doing so due to increased volumes of work. Don't let the work overwhelm you. Let Express handle your hiring. Express Employment Professionals is here to make hiring easier. We're in the business of recruiting talent. Discover for yourself how working with the workforce experts can solve your staffing challenges. With more than 860 locally owned offices, you'll find one near you at expresspros.com. Each year, more than 70,000 businesses turn to Express to manage their hiring. Make the most of your time and leave recruiting and hiring to the experts at Express. Visit expresspros.com today.
Halloween is on the way, which means it's time to break out the rubber spiders, fake cobwebs, and jack-o'-lanterns. But if you've got a family, you might be dealing with something a little scary right now. Shopping for life insurance. If the idea of looking for life insurance intimidates you, try policygenius.com. Policygenius is the easy way to shop for life insurance online. In minutes, you can compare quotes from top insurers to find your best price. Once you apply, the Policygenius team will handle all the paperwork and red tape. And Policy Genius doesn't just make life insurance easy. They can help also with finding the right home insurance, auto insurance, and disability insurance. This October, take the scariness out of buying life insurance with Policy Genius. Go to policygenius.com. Get quotes and apply in minutes. You can do the whole thing on your phone right now. Policy Genius, the easy way to compare and buy life insurance.
What's up, guys?
What's happening?
Mark, Easton, are you there?
I'm here. Easton is dealing with other podcasts as we speak. He's running around this building like crazy.
Awesome. Go team go.
Mm-hmm. How are you guys?
Living the dream.
Yeah.
Every day.
Right,
every
honey?
Day we're hustling.
When we last left, we had a discussion about Mike's trip to Mount Kilimanjaro. Has there been any further discussion on that?
No, we got other stuff more at the forefront that we're working on.
Okay. Well, then I'll be quiet and let you guys go.
That's a bit.
Oh, Mark, please tell me about you. I just really want to talk about Mark today.
There's nothing. There's nothing interesting about me. I promise you.
Do you have anything, honey?
Nope. I really don't want to be here right now. So
I've kind of gotten that vibe, actually.
We wear our hearts on our sleeves, Mark. What can we say? It's a blessing. It's a blessing and a curse.
I mean, if you want to talk about it, be my guest, Michael. I know Mark would love that, wouldn't you, Mark?
Oh, Mark. I think, I just want what's best for all of us. Well, why don't you just tiptoe in, Mike, and see how the water feels?
You know what? F*** it. Here's the situation. And this is, I tell you what, we give these listeners some good stuff.
Yeah, it's real good. My heart on the fucking floor is really good stuff.
I'm not saying that. I'm
just
really
saying. No, I know. It's just really good stuff.
You really want to talk about this?
I mean, go for it. We already got all our shit out there. Might as well just keep it on a roll.
And I'm sure people deal with this. So, all right. I'll give the gist of it.
Let me start.
on Saturday, we had some friends in town. About to go out for a date night. I received this text message from this number I don't recognize. Open it up. It's a picture of a female and like a message. Where
large boobs. Top off. Mm-hmm.
Message from a female. With weird writing underneath saying, oh, let's try to meet up this time or something like that. I don't know.
I mean, you brought it up.
So this was a wrong number. This was an old situation.
Yeah, but it wasn't anybody I knew.
Oh.
And so I see it and I'm like, okay, I know the right thing to do is to go get Jana, pull her aside and say, hey, I received this. I don't know what the hell it is, but I just need to let you know. Because something like this has happened like a year ago when we were in LA. Very similar situation, nearly identical. And I brought it to Jana. And I said exactly pretty much that. Hey, I just got this. I don't know what the hell it is, but I just needed to bring it to you. And she handled it well. She really did. And this situation Saturday, even though I consciously had that dialogue with myself, saying I know what I need to do here, I was terrified to do so. I started kind of rationalizing in my head. I'm like, man, we're about to go out to a date night with like two other couples. I was like, on the other side, I'm like, Jen and I have really had a good run recently. Like, not a lot of past stuff coming up. We've been handling situations pretty well, handling triggers pretty well, talking things out, where it's like, it really felt like we were building a lot of forward momentum. And really, majority of our conflicts were around day-to-day marital issues. And so the part of me that won in this situation was like, this is the past coming back up. I don't want any part of this. This is not me. Mm-hmm. Like, get out of here. And delete, block, done. All with the intention, and Jana will chime in after I'm done talking, definitely about this, is I was like, look, I don't want to bring this up now. I don't want any part of it right now. I felt like a hot potato. I didn't even want it in my text messages. Get rid of it. I talked to my sponsor usually like every Monday morning because I know where he's going. I know where he'll be, and I can get a hold of him. I want to talk to him and go from there. With all intention of bringing it to Jana, letting her know the situation, telling her why I deleted it, which was because I just didn't want any part of it. Mm-hmm. None of it. And so then yesterday, I don't know what inspired Jana, but she saw my Apple Watch and saw the text message on there. So when she compared it to my phone, she thought I was just being sneaky and deleting it. And I understand, and I truly am empathetic to the fact that her seeing something that was deleted that wasn't brought to her attention by me in a healthy way,
because it's a boundary,
is extremely triggering. And yeah, it's a boundary to not delete things. Something that we have mutually discussed and agreed on. Mm-hmm. So a lot of stuff comes up for her. A lot of stuff comes up for me. And it's, we had a couple session about it this morning. And it's just, it's one of those things that's just difficult to navigate.
You have no idea who this person was?
No, none. None at all. And the only thing I can think of on how this person even had my number was almost 18 months ago when I had my relapse and I was reaching out to mm-hmm. numbers of a plethora of numbers. And which is how this same situation happened like a year ago. And so it just sucks because it's just as soon as we feel like we're hitting a good, you know, patch, it's just like my past behaviors, my past actions come back to haunt me. And then because I didn't handle it in the way I know I had to, it made it even worse.
So the thinking was, we're going out for a date night. It's going to be great. Things have been so good with us lately. I don't want to trigger her in any way.
Yeah. And I just like, this is so not me. I just don't want any part of this right now. I don't, mm-hmm. or period. I don't want this right. life. This isn't the right. life that I'm living now.
It's a part of your life you want to bury, and it's rearing its ugly head, and you're just like, get away, get away, get away.
Yes. Which is understandable, but not what Jan and I agreed on how to discuss these things and handle these things. And it's beyond hurtful to see Jana hurt and upset and feel the things that she feels because of the things that I've done in the past.
And Jana, you regularly go through texts?
No.
This is
okay. I don't. I haven't. Yeah, we got into a fight that morning or that afternoon or whatever. And I don't know. I saw his little watch thing on the counter in the bathroom. And I always have this like really weird intuition. Every time I've had that intuition, it tells me to look. Mm-hmm. And I always find something. And when I looked, I was like, God damn it. I saw it and I just immediately started, my heart just fell. I was like, it's here. It's happened again. I'm such a fucking idiot. And I immediately called my best friend. And I just was like shaking, crying outside. And then I texted the number, or I called the number. And then I texted it, and it was like, please, you know, it's like, it said like, sorry, hun, can't talk on the phone. Like, do you want me to come over? And I was just like, you texted my husband. I would love to know your correspondence. Like, please, from one woman to another. And I'm just like, as I'm typing this, I was like, this is literally like, how is this happening again? And then like the messages got like really weird. And then like it sent me the same message that it sent Mike. And so then it started to think, okay, maybe this is like one of those like computer people.
A bot.
Yeah, like a bot, mm-hmm. like computer. Because mm-hmm. it was like, what kind of boobs do you like? And I'm like, okay, this isn't a real person. So then
right,
I'm like,
they're not even reading it.
Yeah, they're not even reading it. They're just like, I'm coming to Nashville. Like, let's hook up. And I'm just like, okay. So then I like got to that point. So then I'm like, okay. So maybe he hasn't, this is an actual person, but maybe he like got on a site, because, you know, usually when you sometimes go to sites, those things can get on your phone and then you're part of like that spam thing. So I'm like, how would he get on porn sites? Because he's got covenant eyes on his things to not have the ability to go to those places. And so then I call my sponsor, or like, she's kind of my sponsor. It's weird. She's in the program. She's a sex addict. And so I called her and I just was talking this through. And the part is it's the deleting. It's the, cause I'm like, if he didn't delete it, Mike said, like he came to me before and I was totally fine with, I wasn't fine with it, but I was like, okay, this sucks, but thanks for bringing it to me. It's the sneakiness of like feeling like he deleted it. Because I'm like, he saw before, I didn't freak out. I could understand if maybe I freaked out before and threw a fit, but I didn't. I was okay with it, as okay as I was. So the part that like scared my sponsor was that, you know, that he deleted it and withheld information, especially since that's the boundary. And, you know, and so they're like, okay, like, you know, this isn't the smoking gun. What, you know, do you hire a PI? And I'm just like, oh my God, like my whole world is about to just fucking crumble again. And I'm like, and I just started, I'm just like, how, like this, I know how, but it's just been to feel, I'm just sick of finding things. I feel like I'm constantly, and it's like, so then someone says, well, don't look. But then it's hard not to look when I have that intuition to look.
And from your standpoint, the coincidence of the one time you look,
yeah,
you find something. That's got to be tough. But
well, yeah, and it's every time. And then it's like the hard thing too is a lot of the times when I do find something, he'll say, no, I'm sorry, it was just, I don't know. But then there's always something after that. And that's where I'm like, okay, now I'm like living in the lava again. When am I going to get completely covered by it? Because that's next. And that's the part that's like, you know, I don't want to live this kind of life to know when the like, we just moved into this beautiful house and we have a second kid. Like, we fought so hard. Like, why is this happening again? And that's what I'm so scared of, because it's not whether he ends up meeting up with someone or not. I mean, that last relapse he almost did, and I was going to sign the papers. So it's like, he gets even close to the fire and I'm gone. It's like, does he not know that and realize that? And love our family enough. And I know it's not about our family, it's not about me, but that's just where but unfortunately we had a couple's, well, so last night I just was like, get out of the room, you know, out. And this morning we had the couple's therapist, and it was a new therapist, so poor guy just got
baptized
like,
by fire,
majorly baptized by fire, because but, you know, and he just was like, you know, gave Mike the opportunity to come forward and know that I'm going to start researching and looking into things on the phone bill. And just, he's like, can you try not to go all the way down the rabbit hole? You know, he's like, do you need to look for a couple weeks and see? And that's the hard part, because now I have to go, okay, was he on an inappropriate site that I don't know about? Was this just a fluke? Is he really, you know, I'm like, I love you, Mike, but like, you're a good liar. Like, you passed the lie detector test. You know what I mean? Lying. So I'm like, you're charming as hell. People believe you. Like, you've lied to, like, I mean, I've seen you, like, look me in the eye and tell me the what your truth was, but it wasn't your truth. So it's like, I'm kind of caught in like this weird, like, what do I believe? Was it just a fluke? I don't know. And that's where I'm just like, I kind of just feel like, I'm like, I've given enough signs to the freaking universe. So I'm like, do I keep asking for signs, or are these my signs to like get out of Dodge? Sorry. This is just really fresh.
Don't be sorry.
Well, Amy, of course you don't be sorry. You're the producer of the show.
No, but I also am like here with tears in my eyes, and the thing that's hard is you're not looking at each other right now, and you're not speaking to each other, and your body language is really tough right now, and you're talking about him, but he's right next to you.
Because I'm just not ready to look at him yet, because I don't know what I'm looking
at. That's okay. What would help you?
I don't know. That's the thing. There's nothing that's, I'm like, I don't know. I'm like, why can't you just, like, I didn't give you a reason to not tell me the truth, or to not just be like, hey, this came up. Like, I just need, like, in moments like that, because I always ask, I'm like, hey, is anything inappropriate? Or like, I give him the opportunity to come to have a safe place. And I want those moments so bad. I want to see that he's working his recovery and working the boundaries. Like, that stuff is so huge for me, which is why I didn't freak out the last time when he came
right
to me.
Well, Michael, what scares you? What scares you to tell her?
And that's just it. It's scary, period.
I understand.
Because there's so much shame. Because in my mind, yes, even though I know the right thing to do, it's still a reminder of the things that I've done. And so there's so much pain, there's so much fear behind that, that the other part of me, it's just like, I don't want her to have to think of that stuff.
What about forgiving yourself first, Mike? And trying every day, because you have so much pain. And then because of that, it is all over Jana, and she has to carry so much because you won't forgive yourself. She can't forgive you until you forgive yourself.
I mean, I've told him I forgive him.
I know you have. And Mike, you are a good person. You are. You both are so beautiful and strong and open. And I just don't know that you guys know it. So, Jana, I read this article. It's really interesting you bring this up, about the need to know versus the fear of knowing. And I think that that's something that you should think about and talk to your sponsor or therapist about, because it seems that that's what you grapple with. You need to know, but you're afraid to know. And that becomes a painful conflict for someone. Mm-hmm. And neither is necessarily...
I need to know for safety. That's the thing. Like, that's kind of what I've always... when something comes up, because I want to know that he's, because it is hard for him to tell the truth. It has been in the past. Mm-hmm. So it's like, to know that I'm safe in this marriage, and to know that he's not acting out, like, those are the things, like, those landmines that he gets, mm-hmm. for me to be able to see and to know that he's doing what he's, you know, what people have told him and how to tell me. And it's like, and with me being empathetic and sitting in it and just knowing what he's doing, like, that's that it's so helpful. It shows me that he's on the right path
gives
of recovery.
Security.
And yeah, it gives me security that he's telling me the truth, mm-hmm. and not just deleting things. Like, the deleting things whether it was a fluke text, sends me right back to him deleting all the messages that he did with his affairs.
I understand that.
So it's just, it's heavy, because I'm like, and now I don't know.
Well, you feel out of control.
Yeah, I feel like I'm just like, my anxiety level is just like through the roof. And
did the therapist this morning have any input on that about what to do now?
To take the space we need and to rely on what we need to rely on in order to take care of ourselves.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense. I know. I feel like Jana has to find the security in herself.
That's the thing. Like, I'm, when, you know, when I got upset last night, like staring at my house outside in our driveway, it was, I'm secure with me, but like our relationship, and I thought we were, it's just, I felt like it was like a slap in the face. So I'm not secure in his recovery, but it's not my recovery. That's the thing. So it's, that's the hard part about living with an addict. Today, I'm not secure. A few days ago, I felt secure.
I'm trying to just process everything. It's really complicated.
It is, and it is, but it's not, you know. And that's honestly, that's part of the weight and the frustration and the pain of it all. Because when you look at it, if you put it down on paper, it's very simplistic. Just all I had to do was come to her and say, "Hey, this happened."
So what is your answer why you didn't?
First of all, for me, feeling safe in telling the truth is something that goes back since I was young. Mm-hmm. Like, I have fear around even being honest because of how it was received in my upbringing. So that's a very big traumatic trigger for me. And has definitely been my biggest hurdle in living with integrity and being completely honest and transparent and in everything, in all accounts. What I was telling Mark on why I didn't was because I want to run so far away from that life. Mm-hmm. Of getting that kind of text message, of being reminded of the piece of shit I used to be. That it's just, it's that shame hit, that kick in the dick. And I just, selfishly, I didn't want any part of it. And that's the part that's unfair, because I took that opportunity away from myself and from Jana because I wanted to spare myself and her. But I feel like it was more of a selfish decision because I was scared.
So when I hear you call yourself a piece of shit,
used to be,
it's, you weren't.
But that's it. That's how I feel. That's how I felt. That's part of my...
Maybe when you work on that part and forgiving yourself and knowing, then you will trust Jana. Jana is fiercely loyal to you, Michael. And you need to be willing to share with her the worst parts of you. She will not leave.
Well,
yes. But if you would have told her...
Yeah.
And you are not a piece of shit, Mike.
I understand.
You are not.
I never learned how to trust the truth. That's and that's my trauma.
But it's not on her. She's shown you so much loyalty.
I know.
But I also want Jana to, when she hears you call yourself a piece of shit, it breaks my heart. It must gut her.
Mm. Not in this
moment.
You're
a good guy. Right. But you are a good guy. I hate hearing you say that about yourself. And I would feel the same way if Jana criticized herself that way.
I'm just sorry.
You can say that. Say it to her.
I am sorry, honey, that I didn't handle it the way that we agreed upon. And handle it the right way. For myself, for you, and for both of us. I'm sorry that the damage that something like, again, that seems so simplistic can cause.
I hear you. I just am having a hard time with you saying that you were gonna tell me, because it's like, you know how many times I've heard, but I was gonna tell you.
Absolutely.
But so I'm like, you deleted it. Like, just own that you weren't gonna, you don't want any part of it, that you just deleted it. Don't, I just, the saying that you were gonna tell me about it is the part that I'm just like, I do not buy. And I don't blame you for not wanting to tell me, not wanting that life. I don't, but I'm like, I have a heart, because I'm like, you know how many times I've heard you say, but I was gonna tell you about it. So after 20 times of finding things, I don't believe that line anymore. I believe you deleting it and just being like, I don't want this life. I do believe that. And you f***ed up. I get that. I totally would get that. But the fact that you're trying to hide behind saying, but you were going to tell me, I don't get, I will not believe you on that. I just don't. And I can't.
Really hear her. Because she's making a really, really clear point there. And I understand it.
Like, I'm totally giving you the opportunity to be like, you're right. And I, you know, even though I said I was going to tell you, you're right. That is a lie. Maybe my intentions sure were, but I probably wasn't. That would make more sense to me.
That I can agree with. When we talked about it, it seemed black and white, and I didn't want to challenge my own integrity of just outright admitting that I wouldn't. My intention was absolutely to bring it up, because I know that was the right thing to do.
So do you think in your heart of hearts you were going to bring it up?
I don't know.
Now that's an honest answer.
My
good question.
My intention and plan was to, but like you said, like you just asked, I don't know.
Do you know why you lied?
About
just now saying, when you say I was going to tell you, and Jana, that's because she doesn't believe.
Because I believe that. I do. Because of the work that I've been doing, the work that I am trying to do. I like to believe that I would default and do the right thing. I don't think
that's
there's
a fair answer.
Yeah, I don't think there's anything wrong with saying that.
No, that's a fair answer,
too. But were you really going to call Paps on Monday?
That was my intention, absolutely. That was my intention. Again, but to answer it, I like to think so. That was my intention. But I don't know. I don't know if I would have woken up this morning and followed through. I don't know.
And it wouldn't have bothered you at all. It's out of sight, out of mind. You just deleted it and whatever.
I can't speak for the situation. I can't go through and say, if this would happen, if that would happen. All I know is that when I deleted it, it's because I didn't want any part of it. Now this is where I feel like you're trying to trap me into saying something. I told you you lied.
No, that's just because you wouldn't have told me. And I know that. So I just really want to be done. I'm closing off, guys. Sorry.
That's okay.
No, that's okay. I want you guys to take a breath. I'm a little nervous about you guys just like...
No, it's fine. We got our kids, so we'll just go our separate ways and be fine.
What can we do for you, both of you? Like, if I was as brave as both of you to tell you the ways that I understand what both of you are saying, like, it's really important because so many people can relate, even if it's a different example. It's really powerful. Like, I feel truly for both of you right now. Truly.
Well, I hope
and
when
I
next
hear
week,
you both, and I believe you.
I hope when next week when people listen to this that they understand this is real shit, and that's why we share, is because we know that there's other people out there going through either the exact same situation or, like you said, Amy, different topic, but similar, you know, details.
And I understand, too, make it go away. Make it go away.
Yeah.
And I understand so much of what Jana feels.
Yeah.
So much. That's why it's like there's no answer because I get it. And you do need time.
Yeah.
We love you guys so much.
Thanks, love you too. Guys. Bye.
Did
Discover the rich, smooth taste of matcha love made with real Japanese matcha, perfect for hot or cold brewing. Matcha is rich in vitamin C, catechins, EG, CGs, and L-theanine. Enjoy a delicious matcha latte or smoothie with this convenient green tea powder made from Japan's treasured matcha, finely milled from high-quality green tea leaves. Get 25% off all Matcha Love products on Itoan using code JANA. That's code J-A-N-A at Itoen.com. Available on Amazon and Itoan.com. You know, I don't even know where to start with this because it's the comfort, it's the style, it's the whole look. That's what I love about my Tecovas. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend, and Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Shop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's Tecovas, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots today. This sun season, evolve your sun care with new Banana Boat 360 coverage. With advanced control mist, it's a new way to spray. It's an all-new bottle for an all-new mist experience that smells great and is incredibly light on your skin. Better control means coverage you can count on. To customize your spray, tap the trigger lightly to cover targeted areas or pull the trigger fully for a long, continuous spray, ensuring long-lasting Banana Boat protection. Plus, it's refillable, from sweat-resistant sport formula to kids SPF 50+. When headed to the beach, I want to make sure my kids are protected, so I never leave home without Banana Boat 360 Mist. Shop Banana Boat 360 Mist at Walmart, Target, or Amazon.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.